to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, I fell prey to this not too long ago. Okay, maybe 5 years ago. But we hear this a lot from even our members that will come through and say, I need to lose weight, so I want to run a marathon, right? They think that if I run more, if I run, you know, do my longer runs, that because I'm running now for an hour or whatever I'm running, is going to help me lose weight. But in fact, a lot of times they don't lose weight, do they?
No, in fact, a lot of times it's just such, I'm telling you guys, I've been doing
it's
this.
It's so natural.
Yeah, it's hard not to overeat.
Yeah.
Overrun. I mean, it's like, you cannot run as many miles, you can't out-eat your run. I guess how they used to say that.
You can't outrun your eating is really what it comes down to. Yeah, yeah. And it does. It happens because your body, you need more energy, right, to do those longer runs. Right. But you also feel like, I deserve it. I just went out and did 10 miles. Of course I can have like 6 pancakes instead of 4 or whatever I'm going to eat.
Well, and there's also unfortunately a misunderstanding which does lead to frustration. And it's hard to explain this to people, but if two people go running and we both go running and we both run for 30 minutes, right? So we both went running for 30 minutes, and in 30 minutes you ran 4 miles, and in 30 minutes I ran 2 miles. We still both ran for 30 minutes.
Right.
But
right.
The person that ran the 4 miles just burned twice as many calories as I did.
Yeah.
So they can actually eat more than I can.
Absolutely.
And I used to hear, well, that's not fair. Well, that life's not fair. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, and the challenge is this, guys, honestly, you use way more energy to do intervals than you do trying to move yourself with inefficient form. Let me go that route.
Because I was going to say, it's not to interrupt, but it's amazing to me because there was this huge fad, like maybe it was late 90s, early 2000s, about HIIT training, right? High intensity interval training and Tabatas and all the other stuff that everybody, you know, got into in the group fitness craze. But actually, isn't that what interval training is all about within running? Speed work, hill work, short intervals to run correctly for a shorter period of time.
Right.
More
well, you
frequently.
Know, what's interesting, by the way, is it's a weird stigma with running. Like, if you came to, I've taught group fitness since I can remember. If you came to a group fitness class, And now there's like, you know, we know we've talked about this a lot. There's high rocks training and there's all this, you know, Spartan racing, CrossFit, you name it. And you stop for a second and you switch to either do a different movement or whatever it is. There's no stigma with that. You don't leave the workout and go, oh, well, we did for 30 seconds. We had a transition time between here and here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In fact, it's totally not normal and common to either switch to a different station in some of these classes or whatever. In running, people have this thought that if I'm not running the whole time, it doesn't count.
Right.
Like, it doesn't count as running. And then I didn't earn any rewards, right? The rewards come with the high mileage. Like, there's just this thing. And people even used to say it. You know, you'd be like, I ran 10 miles. Oh, I bet you ate whatever you wanted.
Right, right.
It's like, well, I'm actually training for an event, so it's part of my thing. Now, don't worry, guys. Like, I love to eat. I mean, Caroline, you know, we don't have any judgment in that way. It's just the understanding that if you wanted to, you know, it doesn't matter. You have to burn 3,500 calories to burn a pound of fat. And that's a lot. Like, it takes a lot of exercise to hit that 3,500 calories. So then it goes back to, if I'm overweight and I struggle with running, can I really run the amount I need to run to try to burn these calories? And what's amazing, it's just like we talked about, doing interval training and even combining strength with running, which is fantastic to lose weight, although it sounds counterintuitive. And people that are overweight are always telling me, I don't want to get bigger. I'm like, I promise you're not going to get bigger. Guys, when you add lean tissue, which is what strength training does, and we start everybody with body weight. We're not talking dumbbells or barbells. We're talking body weight. It's amazing how much more your body weight, using your body weight that way. One, you're using more active muscle, all of that good stuff. You actually will see more change in your whole body composition from doing that than thinking to yourself, I'm just going to go out and gut through that long run. And then when you're done, give yourself this thought of, well, now I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah. Absolutely. So basically kind of the moral of it is, and this is what we tend to tell people that are in our membership that say, oh, I'm going to run a marathon, I need to lose weight. We say, try to train for a 5K. Train for a 5K first. Get the 5K. Yeah, because then you're doing really all intervals. You're working on your speed. Then you maybe build up to a 10K. But during that time, if your goal is not only to increase your fitness, but to hopefully lose some weight, then that's going to have a better benefit, that 5K training.
And there's less risk of injury as well.
Right. Absolutely. So if you are interested in, well, how would I train for a 5K? Well, we have a couple of different ways you can work with us. You can follow along on any of our channels. We're on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're doing much more stuff on YouTube. You can just follow along with our deep dives, or we have a whole reboot that you could go through and do a little bit every day. But what I think is the best way is to join our membership. Come in. Let Valerie see you run. Let her give you the pointers. Then do the work and do it along. And each week we say, okay, let's see how you're drilling. Let's see how it's working. Let her watch you, cue you, maybe come onto a Zoom. We have weekly Zooms. That's fantastic, because then it's like being in a clinic, except you're in your own house. So she's literally correcting you live at the same time, right, as you're doing it. So it's not, I'm going to do it, record it, send it in, then practice it. I'm going to do it right in front of her. So that's another great thing. You'd come in, join us, get going with it. And from there, you can get the 5K plan. You can do all the work, but I guarantee you, if you just did the work of the immersion, which is the learning to run, you'll be able to run a 5K after that first 30 days. Maybe not your best timed 5K, but you'll be able to do it more efficiently with no pain, hopefully. But definitely, if you're coming in with an injury, you won't increase your injury. But that's what we're here for. That's what Valerie's here for. You can come in and say, oh, I do really well, but then if I get above 2 miles, my knee starts hurting. And then she can watch you run and help you correct that so you can go past 2 miles or whatever it is you're working on. But we would love to have you join us in the membership, or if you can't afford the membership, join us on YouTube, subscribe, be part of our channel, give us questions. We will answer it. Valerie is in on, that's basically her job. Her job is to answer your questions on YouTube and on Facebook and on Instagram, whatever you're on. Even if you're on X, if you've got a question, pop in there and you can shoot her a DM. Anything creepy, we're going to block you. But go ahead and get on any of the social media and ask her a question. And if it's something that really is complicated, maybe it is like we've been talking about with weighting or doing interval training, she'll get on and do a deep dive on it. We would love to know what you'd like to hear more about, because for me, I've known Valerie since 2018, and I'm still getting aha moments every week when we talk. So hopefully, guys, you guys will go to runrx.fit, hit the work with me button, and we would love to see you in the membership or see you online. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.